All right, well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. And I will remind you guys that Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, Stan McDonald is a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. And not only is he somebody who advocates for your legal needs, he's a sponsor of our Right Side Way monologue. And I'll tell you more about him here in just a few minutes. All right, I don't know about you, but me, I'm a child of the 80s. I am. Loved the 80s. And being a child of the 80s, there are certain things that just kind of became generational icons. I mean, the 80s for me, I can think back, you can find things, right? The 80s for me were Ronald Reagan, Pac-Man, seeing Van Halen live in 1981. I mean, the 80s were like big hair and big bands, right? It was cruising Southeast Huntsville for me in my 68 Mustang with Journey's Escape album playing on a near endless loop. The 80s were hanging out at the mall when I wasn't working at the mall. It was high school football games, prom dates. It was hating algebra. It was every one of us could see ourselves in one of the characters of the movie The Breakfast Club. The 80s were just cool. And the 80s, by the way, were the era of growth and pride in who we are as a nation. We were coming out of the Carter era. Things were already feeling different. The man in the White House was a real leader, finally, Reagan, who really led. And the movies that were coming out were about things that we could really get into. There were things like Top Gun, Iron Eagle, First Blood, Uncommon Valor, An Officer and a Gentleman, and perhaps the galvanizing classic of a generation, the movie that every high school guy wanted to be a part of, drumroll please, Red Dawn. Look, I went to basic training as a cadet in 1985, Fort Knox, Kentucky. It was my first foray into anything military, so I plussed myself up before I went, tried to get physically in shape, and one of the things I also did was I watched Red Dawn. I did. The movie had everything. I mean, it was red, white, and blue, hard-pressed, overcoming odds, courage under fire, stare down your enemies, America. So Red Dawn, the movie, premiered on August 10th of 1984. And the stars, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey and Charlie Sheen and C. Thomas Howell and Lee Thompson and Powers Booth, they all played high school students for the most part from a small Colorado town where the Soviets had invaded the U.S. and they took to the hills. They had no idea what to do, these kids. They just knew how to survive. And along the way, though, they accidentally became guerrilla fighters, terrorizing the Soviet occupiers, raiding their supplies. It was like Robin Hood, Green Berets, and Key Club all wrapped up into one fell swoop. Everything they did, every Russian vehicle they blew up, they painted the name of their high school mascot on it, Wolverines. And there was one adult who joined them, a fighter pilot named Lieutenant Colonel Andy Tanner, played by a guy named Powers Booth. You've all seen him. Powers Booth's character was shot down, and he was found by the Wolverines. He was asked by one of the kids how he got shot down. He said, "It was 5-1. I got 4. At one point, Lieutenant Colonel Tanner was describing to them the big picture of the war. He told them about nuclear strikes that took out D.C., about Soviet paratroopers who came in and jumped into the Rockies. And then he said this, this one always stuck with me, because it just felt so real. He said infiltrators came up illegal from Mexico, Cubans mostly. They managed to infiltrate SAC bases here in the Midwest, several down in Texas. They wreaked a hell of a lot of havoc, I'm here to tell you. They opened up the door down here, and the whole Cuban and Nicaraguan and Latin American armies came walking right through, rolled up through the Great Plains, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and crossed to Kansas. He said we held them at the Rockies and the Mississippi River. Anyway, the Russians reinforced with 60 divisions. Sent 3 whole army groups across the Bering Strait into Alaska, cut the pipeline, came down across Canada, linked up right here in the middle. But we stopped their butts cold here, and the lines are pretty much stabilized now. And one of the kids asked him, "What about Europe?" To which the colonel said, "I guess they figured twice in one century was enough. They're sitting this one out, all except England, and they won't last very long," he said. Why do we love that movie so much? I mean, why did Red Dawn become such an instant hit, an enduring classic? I think partly because, thinking back to that conversation that Powers Booth's character had with the others, it just kind of felt somewhat real. There was an enemy that hated us in the real world. There was also the threat of the Soviet bear on the horizon. The Cold War was in its final years. It was still going, and America was in a resurgence on the world stage. It also felt like something that we would want to know would be handled the way the movie portrayed it. I mean, that good folks who live normal lives would actually rise up and do abnormal things if the times called for it. And to be honest, like I said, I think every kid in America pictured themselves as a Wolverine. The movie was also made less than a decade after the fall of Saigon, and just a few years before the Iran hostage saga. American pride on the world stage had been pretty severely wounded. Red Dawn was described by Time magazine as being a pop cultural inoculation against the Vietnam syndrome of self-doubt about the morality of U.S. foreign policy. Okay, sounds highbrow. I don't know about all that, but I do know this. It struck a much-needed chord. And Red Dawn became an instant classic. Among all the U.S. armed forces, it even became an instant classic. Military guys loved it. Years later, in 2003, after the invasion of Iraq, the mission to capture Saddam Hussein was actually codenamed Operation Red Dawn. And the target, Saddam Hussein, was labeled as Wolverine 1. Army Captain Jeffrey McMurray, who chose the name, he said, "I think all of us in the military here have seen Red Dawn." Well, I just recently realized that we had just passed the 40th anniversary of Red Dawn, the movie. The director, John Milius, he was one of the few openly conservative filmmakers in Hollywood. He wanted a movie that showcased patriotism and a love for the American military and that also warned about giving up our liberties like speech and the right to bear arms. Director Milius's daughter recently told Fox News that Hollywood really didn't even like the movie. Isn't that crazy? Hollywood didn't like the movie. I'm sure they liked making money off the movie, but they didn't like the movie. In the Fox interview, she was asked why the film struck such a chord and has resonated now for more than a generation. She said that a line from the movie where Swayze's character was speaking kind of sums up why the movie's characters just so desperately wanted to defend America against steep odds. "Because we live here," is what Swayze said. That scene, in her words, is basically that we have to do this. We have to take care of the country. This is our responsibility, she said. It's like, in her words, this very American idea of I'm going to go and I just know in my bones that if somebody were to invade my land, I would go protect it no matter what, and I would do all I could even with my high school friends in a truck. Well, the film was an instant hit. It made waves. It drew the attention of patriots everywhere. Former Reagan Secretary Al Haig, he actually said, quote, "It captures the stresses of patriotism, the emotions of love, and above all, the futility of war." That's a Secretary of State commenting on a movie. But Hollywood didn't go for it. Director John Milius, he was pretty much blackballed after that. He was told that his work was too political, that he needed to calm it down a notch. Movie critic Roger Ebert, he blasted it, saying the movie was, quote, "corrupt from beginning to end with a right-wing ideology that the picture doesn't deserve." What an asinine thing to say. The National Coalition on Television Violence decried it as the most violent movie ever made. Did they not see Halloween? The most violent movie ever made with an average of 134 acts of violence in 1 hour. Well, it was about war, so yeah. But it was supposed to be right-wing. It was patriotism. It was liberty. It was defending that which is ours from those that would dare to try and take it. And we loved it. And it made the director, John Milius, rich. But he didn't make many more movies after that. You may recall that in 2012, there was a weak attempt to try and remake the movie starring Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. Didn't work. Milius' daughter says they don't even acknowledge the remake in her house. I'm pretty sure that most of America joins her in that. I mean, why mess with perfection, right? Why water down the message? So there it is. Red Dawn. Just over 40 years ago. A classic. An American classic. A movie for a generation that made you feel like we might take a lick, but we'll give back double. I say make more like that. Wolverines. That's a wrap for The Right Side Way.